When co-directors Michelle Major and Macon Baird began negotiations in 2010 to make a documentary about Venus and Serena Williams, the tennis-playing sisters were ranked number one and number two in the world. Shortly after they began filming in 2011, Venus had dropped out of the Australian Open with a hip injury. A few months later, Serena was hospitalized with life-threatening blood clots in her lungs. Those struggles are part of the multidimensional look at these extraordinary lives of these two sisters and their family provided by a new documentary called Venus and Serena. It's currently available on demand and on iTunes, and it opens this Friday at the Village East Cinema in Manhattan. I'm very pleased that it has brought Michelle Major to our show today. Hello.
Hello.
In the last few years, each sister has had health problems. The blood clot in Serena's lungs, I mentioned, was pretty serious. Has she recovered fully?
I believe she's recovered completely, although she does say in the film that a part of her lung is dead and she'll never get that back. Incredible. And we actually thought when we started filming that she might never play again.
And then Venus has been diagnosed with something called Sjogren's syndrome, an autoimmune disease. How's she doing?
Well, Venus says, what a silly name, Sjogren's, which is her sense of humor in response to this debilitating autoimmune disease, in fact. She seems to be doing quite better, though, than she was in the year that we were filming.
Is there a treatment for it?
There isn't a clear treatment, and she's on medication, but she's also been eating live food, which means not cooked. And we followed her, actually, to a center in California where she basically was eating sprouts to get better. And she makes a lot of jokes about how it ain't fried chicken.
Are these health issues in any way related to what they do, to playing tennis? Is it just coincidental?
Well, I would say actually I have no idea, but no, probably not.
It is clear in your documentary that Venus and Serena have an intense love for each other and for the game of tennis. How do they reconcile those two when they have to play each other?
You know, their father from a very young age would take them to school. And he, instead of going all the way to the schoolhouse, he'd drop them off a couple of blocks away and tell Venus, it's your job to get your sister to school safely. You're her protector. And Venus somehow took that completely to heart and decided that that would be her mission in life. And so she's always been that with Serena, more so than a rival.
But not when they play, because she doesn't throw games to help her sister's self-esteem.
She absolutely doesn't throw games. And this is the most important thing we wanted to find out. Does she throw games? And we asked everyone. And Billie Jean King says something really quite interesting, which is that she thinks that it's easier for Venus to lose, which is something more subconscious. You get that feeling.
Now, you mentioned their father, Richard Williams. He's worthy of his own documentary. I would have said he's a piece of work. Where does his drive come from?
Richard Williams has been portrayed as a sort of Svengali, and you imagine him. What was he, the machinations of Richard Williams? What did he do? But I think he was driven from, you know, growing up in the Jim Crow South and having no one believe in him, and actually people wish him dead or trying to kill him just because of the color of his skin. And he wanted to succeed. He wanted his family to succeed. He wanted his children to succeed, but not just succeed, to surpass. And that's where I think it comes from.
Well, how did he come to choose tennis as the path for his daughters? And interestingly, these two, but not his other kids.
Yes, well, apparently, prior to having Venus, he saw a professional women's tennis playing match and saw Virginia Ricci win. And he heard that she won $40,000, which wasn't that much, but I mean, in today's terms, but it was a lot back then. He saw her win and win all this money, and he thought, I'm going to have a daughter. We're going to have another daughter, and she is going to play tennis.
His training methods were rather unorthodox.
Absolutely. But I think that's one of the ingredients that makes the sisters so fantastic.
Although after a while it starts wearing on them. And near the end, they're grown women, and he's still saying things like 1-2 to them, some kind of a signal he has, which they don't understand. His ex-wife doesn't understand, and they all find rather annoying.
Yes, well,
because he is a control freak.
Well, you do see him trying to control things, but I do believe, having gotten to know him, and perhaps I've become his greatest defender now, but that he's always doing it in the interest of his daughters. But I'd also like to say something about his unorthodox methods. He took training methods from all the other sports that sports that he knew something about, and trained his daughters with those methods. So they boxed, they did ballet, they threw basketballs and footballs. These are not things you have tennis players do normally, and it made them tougher and greater.
It gave them a lot of arm strength and leg strength.
Absolutely.
But often when a parent pushes a child into a sport and really rides them as part of the coaching approach, the child will rebel, or at least at some point. We saw that with Andre Agassi, for example. Have they ever rebelled against their father?
Yeah, well, Andre Agassi's account is amazing, and we kind of expected that. You know, of course, I read that book going into this, and I, to be honest, that was what we were looking for. We thought for sure there's going to be some of that going on, and it was remarkable to see every single day these women in Florida are on the hot courts of in Florida playing tennis, hitting balls, and their father comes there every day, 9 o'clock in the morning, and they greet him with open arms and a big, "Hi, Daddy!" They're in their 30s.
Now, what role did their mother play in all of this, the training, the push, the drive?
Orsine is a wonder, and actually the whole film could have been about her if you asked me. I just absolutely love her. And you get the feeling that she's kind of fending off, you know, all of the bad press. In fact, she raised them never to read anything written about them, not to look at anything told about them on television. And she also instilled in them a great deal of pride and confidence.
Although at times she seems to be in opposition to Richard. And then she does have some pretty bitter things to say about him along the way.
Yes, but that's now that the women are grown. From what Serena and Venus tell us, and you hear this in the film, is that Orsine actually supported everything that sort of Richard did. And so that's one of the reasons why the whole plan was a success.
The film we're talking about is Venus and Serena, directed by Michelle Major and Macon Baird. And it opens this Friday at the Village East Cinema in Manhattan, in Greenwich Village. How old were Venus and Serena when their parents divorced?
They were in their late teens, so 19, 20.
And were they affected by it?
Did you talk about the emotional impact? We talked to them about that, and Venus says that she was glad that when it happened. She knew it was time and sort of thought it should have happened sooner.
But were they surprised when they learned that their father had a second family that they hadn't heard of?
They weren't surprised. Okay, so they met the other family when they were 9 and 10. But apparently it was a big surprise to Orsine. She knew nothing about them and had been married to Richard for over a decade when this other family came up. So the girls say they weren't surprised because they were young and they didn't know that this didn't happen regularly. But I think Orsine was surprised.
Rick Macchi was their first professional coach. What was his first impression of the sisters?
So Rick Macy tells that he looked at them, he took one look at them and said, "Ugh, I've wasted my time coming out here to look at them." But eventually he saw Venus's incredible athleticism. When she goes to the bathroom, she does backflips and flips all the way to the bathroom and walks on her hands. And he says to the father, "You know, if she gets strokes, I think you've got the next Michael Jordan." He says, "No, I've got the next two."
And then they did very well, and he suddenly was cut off. He seems both proud of what he was able to achieve with the sisters and bitter about the way he's been depicted by the family ever since.
You know, he actually cried when we spoke to him. He loves both Venus and Serena so much, and he spent most of his time with training Venus. But he wishes that he could spend more time. And also, I get the feeling that he wishes that he could have spent more, you know, he could still be in their lives. However, you know, you talk to most people who know something about tennis and sports, and they say the coaches are always coming back with their hands out, sort of wanting to be thanked, and generally they don't get much thanks.
But you also have the feeling that Richard is rather competitive, and he doesn't want Rick Macy to be included in the legend.
Right. Well, there is the mythology, and certainly The entire family is trained in it.
Now, they weren't the first African-Americans to excel at tennis. It was rare, but there was Arthur Ashe, earlier Althea Gibson, who was a great player. But did they run into racism?
Venus says race is not a winning topic, and you try to get her to talk about it, and she will not talk about it. And you get the feeling that she has some scars from what she's experienced. And we tell the story of Indian Wells, where Serena was booed from the moment she walks on the court until the end of the match, and so was her father and Venus when they came into the stands. And Serena says she heard someone call her the N-word, and so does Richard. He corroborates that someone called him that. And it was a harrowing experience, and neither of them will go back to Indian Wells, even though it's very close to their hometown, ever since then. And Serena was only 17 at the time. But, you know, I talked to their sister, their older sister. An interesting thing that she said was this wasn't unusual for them when they were in their late teens. This kind of happened quite a bit on the smaller scale.
Well, parents often try to prepare their kids for that sort of thing. Did their parents try to prepare them?
Yes.
Especially since they knew that they would, if they succeeded, they would definitely be in the public eye?
Yes, absolutely. You know, there was always the us against them, and sort of the protection was to have a shield. The family was a shield around Venus and Serena, and they protected them and warded off sort of all they took all the bows and arrows.
How close are their games?
In what sense?
Well, they both play with a lot of power.
If
I wasn't able to distinguish one from the other, would I know immediately just by watching the way she moved across the court?
Well, they do have different styles, but it's more about the mental game, I think, for both of them. And the thing about Serena right now, that, you know, she's number one in the world, the oldest number one professional female player ever, and is that she plays with her mind. So even with injuries, nothing can stop her.
And she has a will to win, she says.
She has this will to win and this hatred for losing more than anything else. And Venus has that same sort of mental strength. So in that sense, they're very similar.
Well, Serena had a couple of on-court meltdowns at the 2009 and 2011 U.S. Open tournament. Was she criticized much for that?
Oh, my goodness. She was incredibly criticized. And it was quite unbelievable the first time I think most people, when we saw in 2009 her meltdown. And she just basically tells off the lineswoman.
Well, we saw something similar with John McEnroe for years. And he was kind of a folk hero for that sort of thing. People even encouraged him.
It's what we loved about John McEnroe, I think. It's one of the things. I mean, it made him stand out. And there's nothing wrong with it. It's sort of the American spirit to fight for what you know is right. And if you've been given a bad call, you're going to fight for it. And it's something you see in all of the sports. But Serena gets a particularly hard time for it. And I believe it has to do with the fact that she's a very imposing figure. She's African American. And she defends herself. She carries with her a little bit of the ghetto that she grew up in, and so she comes across even perhaps a little bit more threatening to people who aren't familiar with that.
How many Grand Slam titles have the Williams sisters won combined?
Oh, my goodness. Over 40.
And including some where they played as a doubles team.
Absolutely.
They have been the dominant doubles team in women's tennis for a long time.
Yes, they have.
Have we seen anything like this ever before?
Oh, absolutely not. I think that's why their story will sort of go down as the greatest story in modern tennis, and we probably will never see it again.
Have they adjusted their games as they've gotten older?
I think they definitely have to adjust their game. As we were talking about, they have to use their minds more than their physicality and their athleticism.
Now, they must have seen the film. Were they happy with it?
Well,
I mean, this is a fairly flattering portrayal of that.
It's completely flattering. And from what I'm told, they feel good about the film. You know, there's a difficulty watching a film about yourself. I would have a hard time watching, even though I've done this and I've answered the questions and I know what they were, afterwards, you're kind of like, oh, I wish I hadn't done that. But there, so there may have been a little bit of that, but I for the most part, from what I understand, that yes, they love the film.
Well, you show them also in just non-sports situations, and they seem to be very typical, very nice. I mean, I don't know about their personal lives because they seem to be a little protective of that. But we get an idea that they're pretty decent people. Venus and Serena, directed by Michelle Major, has been my guest, and Macon Baird. It opens this Friday at the Village East Cinema. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.